This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. A new book explores why a military officer refused to take part in the Sand Creek Massacre. That's when more than 200 Cheyenne and Arapaho people were killed by U.S. troops on November 29, 1864. The book's author, Nancy Nero, says Captain Silas Soule's stance provides lessons for today.
I think he is courageous, and we can be inspired by him. And I think that's the word that I'd use. How do we find our own moral courage in our lives today?
A candlelight vigil led by Cheyenne and Arapaho descendants will honor the lives lost on Saturday. That's from 6:30 to 8 p.m. outside Denver Public Library's Central Library. It's free and open to the public. Apartment rents are falling more in Denver than in any other city, except for Austin. CPR's Ben Marcus reports that's thanks to a boom in construction.
Rents are down more than 5% over the last year in the Denver area. That's according to data from Apartment List. Terrence Hunt with the commercial real estate firm CBRE says that's thanks to tens of thousands of new construction apartment units delivered in recent years,
which is creating a little more affordability here in Metro Denver, which was something that we were lacking. And so you are seeing that as a bright spot for renters right now.
But Hunt says that investors believe Denver rents will eventually grow. He recently brokered a $126 million deal with a Florida investment group for a large apartment building in the city. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Bison are now considered both wildlife and livestock. That's according to regulations from Colorado Parks and Wildlife taking effect January 1st. The move comes after Colorado lawmakers passed the Protect Wild Bison Act in May. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC at 7:06.